Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello. Nice to be here. Nice to be here here at home. Mm-hmm. In response to your question, no, I did not go to see a movie. Partly, well, really, there just weren't any movies playing that I kind of wanted to see that I hadn't already seen. But I'm on the site and looking at Friday, 14th of August, to see what will be coming that day or is already there. And there's, in terms of new movies in English, there are two. One is for children, and it's called SpongeBob the Movie. Sponge, I think it's Sponge on the Run. or words to that effect. Yeah, Sponge on the Run. Okay. And I watched the trailer for that, and it looks very cute. I am not, of course, a big SpongeBob fan. My kids were well turned into adults when SpongeBob was popular, so I didn't really spend a lot of time with SpongeBob, but I did have a look at this because I thought, well, good. There is now a movie in both French and English that kids would like. And again, there's just something kind of special about sitting in a theater and watching a movie on the big screen. This one probably doesn't require a big screen, but I'm sure it benefits from that kind of environment. So it looks as if SpongeBob the Movie is one that I would probably be able to recommend in a sort of third-hand way. The other new movie is called Unhinged, and it's a Russell Crowe film, which I think I spoke of last week. Mm-hmm. Again, it only begins on Friday. And it was kind of like, this movie strikes me as the worst.
Oh, the worst.
I kind of like Russell Crowe. He's a fine actor. There are many interesting roles. And in this one, he plays a driver who has a road rage experience to end all road rage experiences, apparently, and proceeds to, from what I gather, again, have not seen the film, he proceeds to torment a young woman who offended him on the road. He was having a very bad day, and she got annoyed with him for some traffic infraction, but then it goes on from there, and again, from what I could tell, he proceeds to make her life truly miserable, not just at the scene of the road rage, but afterwards. And I thought, oh, well, I'm not so sure I really want to see this. So I checked on Rotten Tomatoes, and there is no audience response because it hasn't opened yet. But my sense is that audiences are going to like it because it's a kind of a crowd pleaser type movie that involves unhinged people running amok. And the critics were kind of okay with it. It was something like 54% gave it a sort of a thumbs up. And the ones that they quoted on the Rotten Tomatoes site were actually quite positive about it. And they basically said, you know, not a great film, but it's always fun to watch Russell Crowe. And in this one, he really does a wonderful job of portraying someone who is really out of control. So I don't know. It's possible I will end up seeing it. And certainly people who like this type of movie will want to go and see it. I don't think I will be highly recommending it, certainly not at the moment, but Russell Crowe fans and fans of Jean should make an effort to go and see this. Meanwhile, what is playing in the what they call their special category, which are older movies, but ones that are classic in one way or another, and that should be seen again, and B, should be seen on a big screen, and they have Saving Private Ryan, about World War II, which is really an outstanding war movie. it's definitely one that I kind of think everybody should see, but it's not easy to watch in the number of scenes, especially the opening scene. But I would recommend that. Another one which is playing in English, an oldie but goodie, is The Hobbit. They seem to have gotten the go-ahead to rent all of the Lord of the Rings movies. So they're now up to The Hobbit. So that's what's playing locally. And the next and last movie that I'll talk about is Inception. Again, oldie but very, very interesting movie. Leonardo DiCaprio is the star, and he's very good. But more importantly, the movie is good. It's a very interesting story, and it's filmed in a way that really holds your attention. So again, big screen worthy. I would recommend this one. I would certainly recommend The Hobbit if you haven't, especially if you haven't seen it. And Saving Private Ryan is definitely one to go and see if you haven't seen it, or if you did see it but it was a long time ago and you think you'd like to see it again, then absolutely see it again. What's happening in the next little while in terms of movies? There are films coming. Let's see, we have on August 27th, there's a movie coming in both French and English called Tenet, of which I know, frankly, nothing, but I will look it up. And there's also this goes into September. I think we won't get into that. So honestly, in the month of August, there's not much. And even beyond that, when you get into September, it's still pretty pretty slim pickings, but it picks up. Mm-hmm. And then in the fall there's big budget movies coming. There's a new Top Gun Tom Cruise film. Mm-hmm. And there's a new 007 movie and a few others, but they're not coming until like November and December.
Oh, okay.
So what can I say? It's not a banner time to go and see a movie, unless, as I said, if you'd like to go and see movies that were wonderful movies back in the day and they're still wonderful movies, then that's what's there by and large. So not a whole lot. There's of course many, many things playing in your living room on Crave, Netflix, Amazon Prime, and I'm sure there are other streaming stations, and they do get excellent movies and TV series. So I think a lot of people are just saying, well, I think I'll just I won't have to mask up. I'll just stay home and watch my TV. Mm-hmm. But if you want a night out, if you want to be in a theater with maybe a handful of other people, it's a good idea to hit the local Maison de Cinema. That's about it. But I'm not sure what else I can say. There's just not a whole lot to choose from. Mm-hmm. But that will start to change as we get further into the fall.
I think so. I hope so.
I hope so. Anyway, so that's it for me today.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie, and stay cool.
Oh, thanks. Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.